You're listening to Sisters Acousmatica on 3CR, and we just heard a track by Nat Grant called Momentum. Before that, we heard a very beautiful performance by Eves.
Thank you.
And just before that, we heard an excerpt from a live performance by Papaphilia at 3CR from a couple of weeks ago. And now I am talking to Eddie.
Hi,
aka
Nina.
Eves.
Yep.
Hi, Eddie. And Eddie, I've known you for a little while now because we do a program together at 3CR.
Yes.
But this is actually the first time I've heard you play. And it was a real treat.
How was it?
It was very beautiful. And I'm very interested to know about the very amazing collection of instruments you had that you were using.
Yeah. Well, Eve started with that big blue box that was on the table.
And what is that?
The big blue box is a tone generator, but it's a signal. Originally a signal tester,
mm-hmm.
but you can use it for other things, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I've got some wires coming out of it, and I can use the sine wave to generate tone, and that was the base of it. And then using pedals like pitch shifters and heaps of reverb and all the rest of it to get way more out of it, way more melody. And it's also become a really dynamic instrument in itself because it's got this big dial on the top and you can sort of sweep around. And so I had that today. And then I had my whole pedal chain, which, you know, as I just said, is like pitch shift and all those things. And what else did I really have? I had field recordings
mm-hmm.
from being out in the bush. And I had the cello, which is a new thing.
So you haven't been playing cello for very long?
No, I don't even play it. I don't even know. It's a little bit embarrassing to pull out such an instrument that has so much kind of, you know, classical prestige, and then I kind of bumble around with it and do this
well,
stuff.
Well, it sounded great.
Yeah. Minimal, I call it.
Mm, yeah. And were you looping,
yep.
looping that as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, everything was looped. It's quite simple this time.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm also interested to know how much of that performance was improvised. Is it all improvised?
All of it was all improvised.
Okay.
30 minutes too. That's the longest improvised set I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, so I kind of had to break it into two in my brain. I was like, okay, at 15 minutes is when I usually kind of end, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that worked.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's when you brought out the cello at 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
it seemed very controlled and considered. It was... I know that a lot of your work is improvised, but I think if I didn't know that, I wouldn't have known that it was all improvised.
Yeah, right. It's just that I have to move really slowly so I don't make any colossal mistakes. I think that's part of improvisation for me anyway, is really focusing. So I really have to go into that zone of, you know, simultaneously listening and producing sound all at once. And it's kind of hard to not get carried away, or so you've got to really sort of restrain yourself quite a lot of the time. Well, I do anyway, or else it can just... Yeah, go haywire, I think.
And with your recordings, are they all improvised as well?
The field recordings?
Things you've released.
Yeah, yeah.
Recordings you've released.
Yep, stuff I've released has all been improvised. It's all, but generally it'll be that I'll lay down one track and then I'll record over the next one on top of that. But at the time, there's practically no editing. It's just kind of like, if something doesn't work, I just delete it. I don't keep stuff. So it's kind of like you either in or you're out, whatever you may be. Track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know also that you recently recorded some music somewhere quite remote from the city.
Mm.
And I was wondering how place influences your music. Also particularly, you grew up in New Zealand. Also not in a city, and I was wondering, if that influences your music.
Yeah, it does a lot, actually. I did a release called Disrhythms. It was 5 days in Beech Forest, so that's up in the Otways, up in the rainforest. And I was just lucky enough to have friends up there, and so the idea was that I did a track a day while I was there. And so it's very site-specific and very like, okay, I'm going to go out where there's no... cell phone reception, there's no nothing, and I'm just gonna get away from the city and the busyness and my life that's here, and I didn't talk to anyone for 5 days as well. Wow. I just had, it was so good, oh my God. And I just went bushwalking in between, like if I got frustrated with something and things weren't coming out the way I wanted or whatever, I just had that beautiful location. And yeah, that's my version of being in New Zealand now, because I get a lot of energy out of those kinds of environments. Like cities and stuff have a different kind of energy that I also get energy out of in a different way, almost as like a counter response though. So as a way of taking myself sort of somewhere nice and peaceful, and bird sounds and things like that. So all those field recordings come in handy. But I've started doing, because I used to use New Zealand field recordings here, so it could like take me situationally somewhere else, but now I'm recording ones locally, so this must kind of be becoming home a little bit.
Yeah.
And as I get to know the landscape and I get to know the bird life and I get to know the good spots to go, you know, it does feel more like my kind of place. So yeah, and it's definitely all part of it. All part
really
of the process.
Your music was, I mean, what I heard today was very, very atmospheric and quite filmic, I suppose, as well. And I was wondering, I know that you make video as well, and I was wondering how your music and video work influence each other.
Yeah, I don't know how to say if one influences the other or not.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that when I'm performing, it's really great to have a visual side because sometimes there's not much to look at.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think I'm slightly more, I move a bit more now, but I used to not. And it wasn't like I was using that as an excuse. It was just more like to take the pressure off me as well, so people would be kind of more immersed in this visual thing. And because it is really scapey, like you're saying, ambient sort of stuff, I've made videos that are either based, like comprised of photos, and they are slowly fading between each other, like big mountain landscapes in New Zealand. Or I also made a video of off the back of a train, so you're just sort of in perpetual motion. Just things like that are meditative, to use that word. It's just, really, I don't know which one comes first or the other. I think they go quite well together.
Yeah.
It's a good half and half.
Yeah, and with your video work, do you produce them for like to be shown in an art gallery or
no just for this sort of stuff? Or
right, so they're purely for to perform music to.
Yeah, I've never shown any video in an art gallery, and I don't really have any desire to.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, they definitely need sound, I think.
Yeah.
I've submitted stuff before to other art projects, but yeah, no gallery stuff.
Well, I'd love to see that sometimes. A shame I couldn't
next
be video
time.
Today, although I suppose that wouldn't have resonated on the radio.
No.
Well, thanks very much, Eddie.
No problem, thank you.
You're listening to Sisters Acousmatica on 3CR, and we're about to listen to our final performance for the day, which is by artist Ella Stiles from Sydney, and the group listening with radios around the city are about to arrive at Birrarung Ma to listen to this performance. So keep listening for this final performance, and there will be an interview with Ella Stiles afterwards as well.